I'm Mandy Bishop, and I run health plan analytics for Dell Healthcare Life Sciences Service. So I am responsible for internal product research and development. I'm also responsible for leveraging, bringing Dell technology solutions to external clients throughout the healthcare industry. I think social engagement is, in many ways, driving our industry at both the individual and the organizational level. At the individual level, organic engagement has flattened the world. So individuals like you or I are able to reach out to policymakers. We're able to reach out to influential individuals in the healthcare industry. We're able to reach out to our doctors, and we're able to reach out to the CEO of our hospital organizations, leveraging social media to ask questions that otherwise might have been lost to the ether, otherwise might have required a formal letter. So I think that at the individual level, our world has been very flattened as a result of social media engagement. At the organizational level, what I'm seeing right now in the healthcare space is still a very tentative kind of dipping the toe in the water attempt to engage socially and leveraging social media primarily as a marketing tool. There are a few progressive organizations that are beginning to leverage the engagement of social media and leverage the opportunity to work with their constituencies, to work with their patients and with their providers in order to garner trust and in order to begin to develop a more common community, a sense of community, and foster the sense of community. But I think that is slow to come to fruition, but I believe it's going to begin accelerating over the next couple years. All right, so who's doing social media well? I think obviously there are a ton of standout organizations, right? So you have on the provider side, you've got Cleveland Clinic and you've got Mayo who have, Mayo has this tremendous social media board of directors that helps to govern their activity, and they are reaching out and engaging at the individual level and leveraging their providers and encouraging their providers and their clinicians to engage with their patients to help continue to foster that sense of trust and community. From the payer side, you have a lot of innovative organizations that are leveraging social media in new, interesting ways. So you have organizations like Humana, which are leveraging social media to get the word out about their various wellness programs and to sponsor different runs and to kind of foster a sense of community around charitable organizations and around wellness activities for charitable organizations. You have organizations like Florida Blue, who also are not just leveraging social media to reach their own internal constituencies, but are reaching out to the community as a whole of other payers and other healthcare industry organizations to help them become aware of ICD-10, for example. They host an ICD-10 forum on a weekly basis that allows them to come bring other members of the overall healthcare organization together and discuss these topics of industry that are universally impactful. So I think that there are some very shining examples of social done well in healthcare industry, and I hope that over the next few years we're going to begin to see that become a trend. We're going to see those trendsetters really lead the pack when it comes to social media in healthcare. When I think about the area of healthcare that could most benefit from social engagement, I always return back to public health, and I think about underserved populations and the fact that, care access, the limitations for care access, as well as just a general cultural stigma and a financial constraints of underserved populations. The ability to leverage social media as both an engagement and an education tool to try to help these populations of people who, 68% have a cell phone, they have access to at least a rudimentary social media tool. We can leverage that for well baby programs. There's significant infant mortality rates that could potentially be improved with just simple texting of a well baby appointment that is up and coming. So there's a lot of good that can be done, particularly in the public health service space, even with the most rudimentary of social engagement tools. And then kind of why I'm so passionate about social media, I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be giving this interview if it weren't for social media. Many years ago, when I decided that I wanted to become entrepreneurial in the healthcare space, I reached out via social media, leveraging Twitter and LinkedIn, to find other industry leaders and voices that resonated with me, and I began engaging with them. So I followed these people, and I started engaging with these people, and talking to them on a daily basis and inserting myself into tweet chats and beginning to participate in LinkedIn groups so that I could learn what was happening in the industry. And now years later, I have become one of those voices who others look to and reach out to and engage in order to become more socially aware and in order to advance their careers. So I'm tremendously passionate about the power of social to really change lives, not just for every individual, but for healthcare as an industry as a whole.